earlier on. Seaman is going to be undersized up against this team from St. Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas has got, four girls 6 foot or taller on their roster, and they've got 5'10", 5'10", and 5'11" as well. The length of this Aquinas team is what is going to be a potential issue for Seaman. That's where you're going to see a lot of that rotation, a lot of the quick sets. I think you're going to see a lot of those in this match because they're going to try and keep Aquinas on their heels.
And I think what you'll see is I think the Lady Vikes are going to mix things up. They'd like to go to Megan Mills, at the outside hitter. Yeah. She's a powerhouse. You can never go away from that. But I think you'll see them operate in the middle a little bit more. That puts so much pressure on the middle blockers and the defense in general. So I think you might see them move around the net a little bit, set the outsides. We saw early in the game against DeSoto, Campbell Shabbat, she moved from setter to opposite hitter and had great success.
Yeah, massive.
Just mixed up the defense. The blockers aren't real sure where to go. So I think you're going to see that. Team is going to think about it a little more, do some things very intentional to keep St. Thomas Aquinas on their heels.
Just a few minutes away from opening serve. We got to get our pregame timeout in, however. So don't go anywhere. We've got Seaman and St. Thomas Aquinas. Winner of this match, all likelihood, will be moving on to tomorrow to get themselves an opportunity in day two of the state tournament. Big match coming up. We're going to take a 3.5-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll be here live from the Tony's Pizza Event Center here on 96.9 The Pulse.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert home team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Transform your ride with Mad Viking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Viking touch.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're there,
And welcome back to Salina, Kansas, as it's the site of state volleyball here in 5A. It's the Seaman Lady Vikes taking on St. Thomas Aquinas here in the second match of pool play, and an ever so important match here in this bracket. And we'll break it down for you as to why that is. My name is Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Boz. And, Boz, when you look at this pool, you got Blue Valley Southwest, who is 1-1. They lost to Aquinas in straight sets. They just beat DeSoto in straight sets, so they're 1-1. That's the team Seaman's got in the third match of the day. This St. Thomas Aquinas team won in straight sets against Southwest. They will have to play DeSoto at their last match of the night. So these teams, one of them can put themselves in phenomenal position to move on to bracket play tomorrow.
You always want to be in the driver's seat. You don't want to leave things to chance. And there's still a chance. I mean, if Topeka Seaman doesn't play great, they drop a match to Aquinas, they still can get to tomorrow. But don't want to do that. You don't want to go that route. Get the win right now against Aquinas. Set yourself up, guaranteed playing tomorrow.
Jake and Boz here on site. MJ back at the studio. We're about to have first serve here in just a minute. We talked about keys to this matchup because Aquinas has got height. They've got electricity at the net, and we're talking about power and their blocking ability on the defensive side. Seaman has got to be aggressive here. They've got to attack. That's even what Coach Dowling said to us after the DeSoto match a little bit earlier tonight, was the first time these two matched up, Seaman was not aggressive. They allowed Aquinas to be the aggressor, and they lost in two straight sets. Look for that switch to be flipped here from this Viking team, because it's ever so important, again, to win this match, but to play loose. You saw that in the second set. They were a lot more relaxed than they were in the first.
Yeah, and I think serving is going to play a big role in this game. In the first match against DeSoto, Seaman was very good serving the ball. They were hitting their spots. They were keeping the back row players really deep in the corners and made them tough to pass the ball. They had probably five or six aces in that game. I think serving is going to be a big, big piece of this next match.
Maggie Molden, Allie Steiner, as well as Megan Mills on the front right now for Topeka Seaman. You've also got Kinsley Smith on the back row. She'll be starting with the serve in this match. The libero is still Kinley Wilhelm out there for the Lady Vikes. They're taking on a big, tall Aquinas team. They are not unfamiliar with each other. Coach Dowling gives a thumbs up to her server, Kinsley Smith, and we're about to get underway. There's the whistle, and Kinsley Smith is ready to serve this up. It's a beautiful serve across the net. On the attack, coming near side, Goolsby, her kill is down. A block attempt by the Vikings, but it goes out of play. 1-0 Aquinas.
Yeah, that was a really good block by Seaman, but just a really strong swing by Goolsby. It went out of bounds off the block.
The libero just comes out for Aquinas. That's Emma Nash. Back to serve now for Aquinas will be Aaliyah Goolsby. Or check that, Olivia Leertz. Here's on the near side. Oh, how about you, Megan Mills? Gets involved early from the outside, Bonas. And a great set there by Chabot.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of that. Megan Mills, just a super strong outside hitter. I think we're going to be seeing that quite a bit.
Back will be Maggie Molden to serve. A great serve comes near side, taken by Goolsby. And a quick dump across the net right there by, looked like it was Kate Wells for Aquinas. Gets the serve right back. We're just exchanging points right now. It's 2-1.
The pass was really tight to the net, so rather than trying to set it back into play, she just dumped it right down the line.
Saints up by one. They'll send back Elena Vaith. Taken by Mills in the back row. Set near side. And, ooh, trying to tip it across the net that time was A.C. Thompson, but she was stuffed at the net. There'll be another point for the Saints. They lead 3-1.
You know, volleyball's interesting. Like we mentioned in the first match, it's tough to string together a lot of points. A lot of times you see them just back and forth, 1-2 points at a time.
On the attack, it's Mills. Puts it into the back row. Picked up there by the libero. Here's a tip across the net. Kept alive. And a third pass over the net, but they're going to say it hit the ground.
Yeah, great hustle. I didn't see who it was from the Lady Vikes. It thought they might have got their hand underneath it on the pancake, but the official ruled it was down.
Sure looked like Kinsley Smith was able to pop that up, but they said no. It's 4-1 the Saints. Vaith with a serve. Smith takes in the back row. Here's Mills. Her kill attempt through the double block. Not as powerful as what we've seen, but kind of a push.
Yeah, it was just kind of throw it off the block.
Yeah,
timing wasn't great. Mills didn't have a good approach, so rather than trying to swing as hard as she could, She just threw it off the block, ricocheted down.
Lady Vikes down by two, back to serve. Harper Happenstein comes near side. It's an ace. Harper Happenstein, again, not moving left to right. It's going far side to near side for the serves right now for Seaman. And Happenstein, now her 24th ace of the season.
Well, that was really good. Morgan Hampton for Aquinas. She is on the front row, right? Or excuse me, outside hitter. She was back a little deep. She didn't know whether to hit it or not. She went ahead and went for it. Off her arms for the ace.
Here's a kill attempt. Nice double block that time on the front net. That's Ava up there for Seaman as Esther was able to send it back, and then the Saints hit it out. So another point for the Lady Vikes. We're locked in at four now. Here early in set number one. Both teams 1-0 so far in this pool play. Harper Havasine, another jump server, third straight serve. Set near side. Kill attempt by Hampton is no good, and it's set back on a block. It drops in for a point, Boz, and the Vikes have their first lead of the game.
Great job on the double block. Campbell, Shabbat got her hands up there, tipped it right back. That's two times in a row now Seaman's been able to get the block on the outside hitter.
Happenstein for her fourth straight serve. Vikes lead 5-4 coming near side. Man, that was a rocket. Here's a back set this time for Goolsby. Tips it across. Vikings looking to set near side, and it's Mills. Can't put it away. Picked up by Nash. Coming near side. Now it's Goolsby. Sends it across. Nice dig in the back row there by Wilson. And a kill attempt. It's going to be out. Great job that time. I believe that was Shabbat again, yeah. Buzz, on the near side, outside hitting position.
Well, that's so hard as a hitter. Shabbat hit it off the block. It came right back at her. I thought she was going to try to pop it up. She let it go, and it landed just out of bounds.
Right in front of Coach Dowling, who celebrated with her teammates. Now the fifth straight serve here for Happenstein. It's a good one to the back row. Sent to the front of the net. Here's a set near side to Goolsby, who puts it away. Aaliyah Goolsby, the senior, 5'10" outside hitter for the Saints, breaks point, and now Seaman with a 6-5 lead, but the Saints to serve.
They were down 4-1. Now the Lady Vikes up 6-5.
Aaliyah Goolsby back to serve for the first time in this match. It was far side. That's Mills. Set by half a side to the middle. That's Shabbat, and it's too strong out of play. Went with a quick set to the middle there that time, Boz. We're locked in at six.
Yeah, Shabbat, really good idea. She tried to hit it back into the left corner, just sailed a little bit wide.
Serve once again coming here from Goolsby. Picked up in the back row by Smith. Set outside. Here's Mills. Put it down the line, and it's knocked out of play off of the Saints.
You'll notice the set from Shabbat. It comes really quick. The ball doesn't get up in the air. Does not give the defenders the block time to get over there. When it's quick like that, Mills can just jump up and absolutely throttle it.
Back to serve now for the Vikes will be Mills. 7-6, Lady Vikes with the lead. Here's a jump serve. An absolute bullet taken in the back row by Nash. Coming near side. Martin tries to put it away but cannot. Here's a back row attempt. Pushed over there by Mills and picked up by the Saints. Goolsby, cross court, no. Picked up by Kinsley Smith and a put down by Shabbat. How about you, Kinley Wilhelm, the libero, Boz, with that beautiful set, and Shabbat put it away.
Yeah, great job. You know, this is an interesting rotation because Mills is serving. She's on the back row, so the only thing you're going to see from her would be a back row attack, but Shabbat, as the opposite now, that's who they're going to.
8-6, Vikings lead. This serve too strong. It's a service error for Seaman. Lead is still one for the Vikes. Back to serve now for the Saints will be their libero, and that's Emma Nash. 8-7, Seaman with the lead. Set number one, Nash's serve, taken by Mills in the back row. Set by Happenstein outside. Ava Esser puts it away right into the double block, and it drops on the Saints' side of the floor.
Coach Allen, she talked about this a little bit. There's really not a weakness on this Lady Vikes team. Mills, one of the power hitters, now in the back row. So Ava Esser, now she's the outside hitter, and just you don't lose a lot.
Wilhelm with a nice serve on the attack. Goolsby, nice dig in the back row, but it goes out of play. Going down to get that one was Harper Happenstein. But it'll be a kill for Goolsby for the Saints. And it's 9-7. Vikes with a 2-point advantage. They'll send back Gabrielle Peschel to serve. 9-8, excuse me. So 1-point lead here for the Vikes. Peschel, the jump serve. Taken by Wilhelm. Set near side. And going down the line is Shabbat, and they're going to say deflected and out of play.
They called a touch on this. And the Lady Vikes are going to get it, but boy, I didn't think there was any way that was a touch.
And they just gave the number. It was on Emma Nash, the libero, and the sign judge was all over it immediately.
Yeah, she did. She didn't hesitate.
So 10-8, Lady Vikes get that point. Another kill there for Campbell Shabbat. She'll go back to serve now. Aggressive jump serve. It's going to be an ace. How about you, Campbell? Get the kill, Boz. Get the serve and just puts it away.
Well, this is that feeling you get from this team. Now they're comfortable, and there's the timeout.
Timeout taken by Sarah Eikenberry from Aquinas. It's 11-8, Lady Vikings. We're back in 30 seconds to state volleyball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the Saints timeout. Good serve by Shabbat. Here's an attack by the Saints. Picked up in the back row by Mills. Going far side, Ava Esser. Oh, just a little bit too wide. I love that attack from Esser from the far side. Boshu goes cross court and just couldn't hit the line.
Yeah, tried to cut it cross court, and gosh, it was close.
So 11-9 out of the timeout by the Saints. They break serve, and now back to serve for the Saints will be Grace Martin. Martin, jump serve taken by Mills in the back row. Here's a set. Oh, nice job. Nice little dump there. How about you?
Really smart heads-up play. There was no middle blocker, so just dumped it right into the center of the court where nobody was at.
Campbell Shabbat is having an amazing set number one right now for the Lady Vikings. She's getting kills. Serving great. That time, a little bit of a dump from the setter. Serve got crossed by Kinsley Smith. Down the line, Goolsby off of Kinsley Smith and out of play. Point back now for Aquinas, who trails 12-10.
With these Aquinas girls, if you can't get a touch off of the block, there's just missiles coming at the back row. It's really hard to get a dig.
Olivia Leertz back to serve here for Aquinas. Nearly an ace, but picking it up that time was Smith. Here's an attack from the far side by Molden. It's just too strong. Looking for a touch. Or check that out, Allie Steiner. I'm sorry. Just a little too strong from Steiner. And it's 12-11.
St. Thomas Aquinas, they took the timeout. They stopped the momentum with Seaman, and now they're fighting their way back into this.
Another hard serve taken by the libero, Kinley Wilhelm. Mills will just have to dump it across. How about it?
Super smart play that time by Mills. There was some confusion. The setter couldn't get to the ball, so it was bumped up to Mills. She did not have a good approach, and she just took it right down the sideline. Didn't really swing at it, just placed it where she wanted.
The Vikings are in their white uniforms with the blue numerals and letters trimmed in red, leading 13-11. Far side and near side serve is tied by A.C. Thompson. A good one to the back row. Here's Goolsby, middle hitter, down on the back line. Diving effort there by Thompson. Couldn't pop it up, and it's a kill for Goolsby, and it's 13-12, Seaman, with that lead by just one. Saints back to serve. Elena Vate, 5'9 junior, back to serve here for Aquinas. Taken to the back row by Smith. Quick set by Shabbat, and here's Mills once again, Boz. The headiness of the senior drops in a point.
The way she thinks about it, the set was tight right next to the antenna. She couldn't swing at it, so she just taps it down the line where nobody's at. I've always said volleyball can't be that hard. Hit it where the defenders are not.
Yeah, right.
That's what Mills, the last two times, she's just placed it.
Harper Happenstein back to serve for the Vikes. A good one to the back row. Set up by Vaith. Near side kill attempt. Dug up nicely from Hampton's attack. Now here's Shabbat goes cross court. Picked up there by Goolsby. Now set near side to the other Goolsby in a diving effort. Unable to pick that up was Smith. And a kill that time by Aaliyah Goolsby. gets the Saints back within one and with the serve.
Yeah, the vantage point that we're at, looking down kind of cross court, Goolsby hit that just outside the block. Back row defenders for Seaman just couldn't get to it.
Goolsby to serve. Pass from Mills. Here's Shabbat to the back corner. Great set that time.
Emma Nash for St. Thomas Aquinas in the back row of the libero. She got out of the way.
Yeah.
I think it was probably because she thought it was out of bounds, but it looked like it was coming right at her head, so she got out of the way.
Harper Happens signed with a great quick set for Campbell Shabbat Boz. And a service error here as Megan Mills put it into the net. We're alternating points right now. It's Seaman still leading 15-14. But how about Campbell Shabbat so far in this first set? 5'6", Buzz, on that net, jumping out of this gymnasium.
Yeah, she's having a heck of a first set here.
Emma Nash with the serve. Dug into the back row by Wilhelm. Set up. Here is Havenstein. Over to Ava Esser, who puts it away. Cross-court attack from Esser. And the Vikes lead by two.
Yeah, that's the same attack that Esser had a little bit ago. She cut it a little too wide. That time she straightened it out a little bit, sent it right to the back corner.
Gilly Wilhelm, the libero for the Vikes, will be back to serve. Two-point advantage here for Seaman, and it's going to be an ace from Wilhelm. Kind of a knuckleball.
It was knuckleball over the net, and then once it got across the net, it just sort of dove and caught the back row defender off. She was on her heels a little bit there, thinking it was coming more at her.
Grace Martin, that defender for Aquinas, couldn't adjust quick enough. McKinley Wilhelm back to serve again. Vikes lead is up to three. Set coming near side to Martin over the double block, picked up in the back row by Mills. Now Ava Esser will attack from about 5 feet and able to go right off the hands of the blocker, Chloe Seals, and it drops for a Seaman Viking point.
Well, another good job by Topeka Seaman, just playing really headsy volleyball right now.
18-14, your score. Timeout by the Saints. We're back at 35 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina, Jake and Boz courtside here. MJ back at the studios. 18-14, Lady Vikes on a run right now, lead by four. Second timeout taken by the Saints, their last. Wilhelm to continue to serve here for Seaman. On the attack, it's Goody, and that looked Goody.
That was straight down. The block was a little late getting there. Somebody was in the net. I thought maybe during her follow-through she hit the net, but actually they called Seaman into the net.
So it didn't matter either way. 18-15, Seaman's lead is three. Back to serve will be Gabrielle Peschel. Serves it over to Mills. Step by Happenstein and putting it away. How about you?
Quick,
Maggie Molden.
Yeah, quick set that time to Maggie Molden. They had Mills on the outside. Molden wasn't in a typical center, like you would set in the middle. She was offset a little bit, just surprised Aquinas' defense there.
Molden puts it down. Now a serve over the net by Shabbat. Attack coming near side and off of the deflection. Looked like Shabbat was going to be back there to dig that, but it goes off the hand of the double block and out of play. Still for Aquinas.
Yeah, Shabbat was there off the tip. It just went a little short of her.
Grace Martin back to serve here for the Saints. They trail Seaman 16-19. Shabbat with a quick set. Molden again. This one in front of the back line. Maggie Molden heating up here. 20-16.
Lady Vikes, they're just finding open spots, just holes in the defense. They haven't really swung super hard, but they're just hitting the ball very efficiently.
Kinsley Smith checks in to serve here for the Lady Vikes. Serve goes across the net. It's going to be an ace. Right at Emma Nash, the diving libero. Kinsley Smith, her second ace of the set.
Talked about serving, how important it is, and that's in their attack mode. DeSoto's on the struggle bus a little, or not DeSoto, Aquinas. Just not able to handle these serves.
Her 38. Oh, Megan Mills!
tough block. The center tried to dump it over the net. Mills was there, said, nah, not going to happen.
Elena Vey tried to do her best Patrick Mahomes impersonation, Boz. No look tip, but Mills said, oh, nay, nay. 22-16. Kinsley Smith continues to serve, and that one's into the net. I was just about to say how she now has 38 aces on the season. She's the lead or the team leader in serving percentage and aces, but I guess because I thought about that, the broadcaster jinx still came to fruition.
You can't think it. You can't think it.
22-17, Lady Vikes with the lead. Serving now for Aquinas is Olivia Leertz. She returns the favor, Bob.
That's huge. Now Lady Vikes are at 23-17. That's kind of a critical point. You get to 23, we've got a little room to work with here up six.
So after the service error, she will come out, Will Leertz. Now back to serve. A.C. Thompson served great in the first match against DeSoto. 2 points away are the Vikes from taking set one. Thompson serve into the back row, picked up by Martin. Set comes near side for Goolsby. Cross court, too strong. Out of play, and we're at set point here. It's 24-17, Topeka Seaman.
Well, this has got to be a huge, huge confidence boost for these Lady Vikes. After being swept this season by Aquinas, they're coming out right now and taking it to them.
A.C. Thompson with the serve, taken in the back row, set by Vade, comes near side, Goolsby splits the double block, was it touched? It was.
Oh, Allie Steiner's got her hands on the back of her head, like, no, that was not, I did not touch it.
If we could only pan across the crowd, the open mouths of like, oh, are you serious? But it's 24-18, plenty of set points to work with here for the Lady Vikes. Couple substitutions come in, bringing back in Addison Sibley to the front row. Here's a serve by the Saints, taken the back row by Smith. Shabbat out to Mills. Megan can't put it away, and then Sibley trying to keep the ball alive, but it's tapped too far and unable to get underneath it was Steiner. It'll be a point for the Saints.
Yeah, it's a tough break because Shabbat was right there as the setter, ready to take that. Just unfortunate error, but they still have a five-point lead.
Elena Vates with another serve here. 24-19, Pika Seaman. Shabbat to Mills, tips it across, diving effort, kept alive by the libero, Nash, and they send it across on the third hit. Here's Mills trying to put it away this time, and she does, off the double block, out of play, 25-19, the final here for set number one. We'll step aside for 2.5 minutes. We come back, set number two, the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings trying to sweep St. Thomas Aquinas here in pool play, game number two of the night. Back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, better owned and ready to serve you.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup lines.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Jake and Boz here. Set number two. Topeka Seaman and Aquinas. Aquinas on the attack. It's Gouldsby who puts it away. Jumping out early is Aquinas 1-0, but similar things happen in set number one, Boz.
That's how the first set started. Aquinas got off quick, and then Seaman settled in and took back the lead, able to get the win in the first set.
25-19 to score that first set, and we've got a violation as the server, Grace Martin, stepped on the line. That'll be a point for the Vikes.
Not allowed to do that. You don't see that very often, the back line judge. I mean, yeah. He's right there.
Called it immediately. Now talking with head coach Sarah Eikenberry about it. We're locked in at one apiece. Back to serve will be Kinsley Smith for the Vikings. Nash takes it. Set comes near side to Gouldsby. And, ooh, a solo block there. That time by Steiner. But, Allie, nobody at home behind to help pick it back up.
Yeah, it went right kind of between her arms. She got good contact on it. She's shaking her hands like, oh, I'm so close to getting one of these.
Serve now will be from Olivia Leert. It's a 2-1 lead for Aquinas. The Saints trying to force a third and decisive set here. Serve taken to the back row by Wilhelm. Shabbat sets up. Here comes Steiner. Tips it across the net. Diving effort to keep it alive for the Saints. Here's Gouldsby. Cross court out of play. Gouldsby's got some power with that punch, Boz, but that time a little too strong. We're locked in at two apiece.
Yeah, Gouldsby, she swings really, really hard, but sometimes that's a little too much, and it's sailed out of bounds the last couple.
90% serve percentage. This is Maggie Molden. Sends it across the net. Set by Vaith. A tip across the net. Picked up nicely there by Avenstein. Now on the attack, Gouldsby. She'll tip it across, but Shabbat's there to send it right back. And then pushed to the back corner and off the hands of Kinsley Smith and out of play. So great job at the net for the Vikes, but scramble mode. And the Saints found an opening. Now they take a 3-2 lead. Elena Vaith, the setter, serves it to Smith in the back row. Set by Shabbat. Here comes Megan Mills. Her kill attempt blocked. Kept alive here. Mills will try it again. Blocked again. Now Shabbat, she'll send it across in the deep corner. Vaith, back steps, near side. Hampton puts it down on the back line.
Kind of seeing this happen right now where you feel like Seaman is on their heels. They're just reacting, and Aquinas is much, much more aggressive.
The double block really in full effect on that volley as Mills could not get it through two different times. 4-2, Aquinas with the lead. Serve from Vaith. Taken the back row by Smith. Shabbat sets near side. Here's Steiner. Her temp goes through the double block. Picked up, though, in the back row and sent across by the Saints. Here's Shabbat on the attack. Mills. Megan puts it away. That time the double block did not have time to get there and get set, Bond.
I was about to say, they need to find Mills. They hadn't had her set for a little while, and Shabbat went right to her, and Mills gets the kill.
3-4. The Lady Vikes trail by one. They're going to send back Harper Happenstein to serve it up. Jump serve. Taken in the back corner. Vaith will set near side. Gouldsby too far out of play. Aquinas looking for a tip, but there was no tip to be found. 4-4. Happenstein back to serve it again.
I'd be interested to see what Gouldsby's hit percentage is because she swings hard, but she's missed on a lot of these.
Another serve from Harper. Taken by Gouldsby. Vaith will set it right back to her, and a double block. Great touch that time by Sibley. Now coming near side. Here's Mills. Dumps it across, kept alive. Here comes Hampton, dug out nicely by Shabbat. Set up for Mills once again, and a powerful punch from Megan Mills. Great set that time, coming from libero, Kinley Wilhelm.
Kinley Wilhelm, it wasn't a great pass, but Kinley Wilhelm able to bump set over her head perfectly to Mills.
First lead in this set for Seaman. They were down 4-1 in the first set. They were down 4-2 in this set. Now they lead 5-4. Nice serve by Happenstein. Set near side. Gouldsby cross court. Nice dig in the back row. That time by Happenstein. or check that Kinsley Smith. They set up Goolsby again. This time, though, it drops on the back line. Got a touch on it that time again, did Shabbat.
Aquinas, they just keep going to Goolsby over and over and over. The outside hitter.
Sorry, the tarp on the far side is ADHD kicked in. Goolsby set back to serve. We're tied five apiece. Set number two. Set outside. Megan Mills threw a double block. Picked up by Goolsby. Back set to Hampton. Her attack. Picked up. Nice job once again by the Vikings, keeping it alive with Shabbat. And Mills sent it over on the third hit. A diving effort. Haffestein keeps it alive. And she'll send it over on the third hit to the back row. Bates sets up Hampton. Dumps it across. Picked up here. Shabbat set outside. Mills puts it down. Defense turned to offense for the Vikings.
Fantastic hustle by the Lady Vikes. I thought it was going to drop. Two girls jumped at it, able to pop it up and then get a beautiful set to Mills. Things are clicking right now for the Lady Vikes.
And the Saints are asking for clarification. They thought there was a lift by Seaman. To no avail. It'll be the Vikings serve. It'll be Megan Mills back for the Lady Vikes, leading now 6-5 in set number two. Mills, hard, powerful serve. It's an ace. Right off the arms of Grace Martin in the back row. That was intense.
Coach Allen, she talked about it. Serving is such a vital part of what this Seaman team does. We've seen probably 10 aces here tonight. Mills just sent a rocket across the net on that serve.
7-5, Lady Vikes. Mills, another jump serve, another hard one. It's back-to-back aces. Diving effort from Emma Nash to no avail, and it's 8-5, and a big smile from the senior kill school history leader, Megan Mills.
Yeah, she is loving every second of this, and I love it. I think the rest of the team settles down a little bit when that excitement, like, hey, we're having fun.
Nearly a third straight ace, but it's picked up near side. Hampton down the line and off of a diving effort from Harper Haffenstein. Or check that was Grace Martin the Saints.
6 foot junior for Aquinas, unloaded on that one.
It's like a frustration swing.
Yeah, she after she hit the ground, came out of orbit, she went back to her group like, let's go.
Nash back to serve for the Saints. Vikes lead it 8-6, set number two. Nash sends it to the back. Wilhelm, half assigned to Shabbat. Oh, my goodness.
So smart.
How about the court vision from Shabbat? Boss, she was on this near corner, pushed it all the way to the far front edge. Right on the line for an easy dunk. Wilhelm with a serve. Vase sets near side. Martin, her attack, no. Sibley blocks that one. And quickly over the net, how about you, Campbell Shabbat?
That was half inside. Half inside.
Yeah, they switch now. Just let me roll with it, my friend. Timeout Saints. 10-6. Lady Vikings on a run. And Aquinas needs to talk things over. We're back in 45 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906. Covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
They sent it over to Hampton. Oh, she puts it away for the Saints. And out of the timeout, Aquinas breaks serve and gets a point. It's 10-7. Now a quick serve. Now on the attack, Maggie Molden.
Off the block again. She didn't have to swing incredibly hard. The approach wasn't quite there. She was a little late on her timing, so she just pushed it off the block.
11-7 has just 1 point allowed there to Aquinas after that timeout. Back to serve now, Campbell Shabbat. For the Vikings, pushed it into the deep corner, and it's an ace. Miscommunication. Boz, that's 3 out of the last 4 serves, aces for the Vikings.
You can't paint the corner any better than that. The ball fit
perfectly in the back corner. Shabbat smiles at Coach Dowling, and she's ready to go again. Here's another serve set by Vate. A little twist there as Chloe Seals able to put it away off the diving effort from Megan Mills in the back row. But you saw that twist there at the net, able to get a little bit different of an attack angle that time. You haven't seen that yet from the Saints.
Yeah, kind of surprised Lady Vikes a little bit. The set was really far outside, and she kind of tipped it off the block. It redirected it. Back row couldn't get to it.
Here's another kill attempt. Once again, how about it? Maggie Bolden, my friend.
Maggie Bolden, when things are going your way, you take advantage.
Yes.
Bolden hit that off of the top tape on the net. Probably shouldn't have gone over, but it did and fell right on Aquinas' side.
Back-to-back attacks by Molden that have dropped for points for the Vikings. Here's Smith's serve. Molden picks it up as a free ball comes over the net. Here's Mills and falling away from it, able just to get it across. Here's Goolsby on the attack. Wow. Splits the double block of Molden and Shabbat, able to drop it in front of the back line. It's 13-9, Steeman.
Well, missed opportunity there. Shabbat just sent that set a little too far outside. Mills had to go back and get it. Couldn't put any steam on it.
So 13-9, Vikings with the advantage here. Olivia Leertz back to serve for Aquinas. Serve comes near side, picked up by Smith. Shabbat sets back to Steiner, who cannot put it down. Kept alive here, and a tip across the net. Diving effort by Shabbat. Passed over and through the double block. Megan Mills, ladies and gentlemen, puts another one down.
Another great bump set by Kinley Wilhelm. She has done a fantastic job of that. When they're out of system, she's able to still get a really good set to Mills.
Wilhelm and Molden go out. Back in is Sibley, as well as Kinsley Smith, or check that, A.C. Thompson, who's back to third. Thompson sends it across to the back row. May sets near side to Goolsby. Through the double block, except they send it right back. Sibley partnered up there with Steiner, and they send it right back.
Steiner's going crazy, jumping up and down. She finally got that block. She held up the finger. I finally got one, but sent it right back at Aaliyah Goolsby.
15-9, Lady Vikes with the lead by six in set number two. They won set one, 25-19. Here's a near ace once again, but picked up by Vaith and sent across on the third hit. Bumped into the air. Shabbat, jump set, near side, tipped across the net by Steiner, but picked up by a diving Nash. Now Goolsby will send it across. Dug in the back row by Thompson. Kill attempt by Mills to no avail. Sent right back to her. Here's another attempt by Mills. That's off a hand of the Saints and out of play.
Again, take your breaks when they come to you. That time Aquinas touched it. It would have been out of bounds, but a fortunate break for the Lady Vikes.
16-9, set number two, the second timeout by the Saints. We're back at 45 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the same timeout, it's A.C. Thompson with a nice serve, and on the attack, it's Goolsby who puts it into the back corner past a diving Kinsley Smith to break serve, and it's 16-10 now. Steeman with a 6-point advantage. They were down 4-2 in this set early on, Boz, but found a rhythm, especially when you go to Megan Mills.
Yeah, in this rotation for Aquinas, you're going to see them go to Aaliyah Goolsby on the outside a lot.
Serve across the net, a near ace, popped in the air, great hustle that time by Steiner, and sent across by the Vikes. Now on the attack of the Saints, cross court and cannot handle it is Campbell Shabbat. Has a kill there for Grace Martin. 16-11, a little 2-point run here by the Saints. We got multiple volleyballs on the court right now. We got to stop here and figure out which one we're going to use. All right, there we go. Aaliyah Vaith back to serve, the setter for the Saints, and it's going to be an ace off the side of the arm of Megan Mills. What's the phrase you like to say there?
Foul ball?
Foul ball, yep.
Yep, she knew it. As soon as it just shot off awkwardly, went out of bounds.
Another serve right to Mills. Handles this one greatly. Now a set from Shabbat. A kill attempt by Mills. It's sent right back across by Nash. Now Shabbat out to Megan Mills again. Double block, picks it up. Kept alive. Here's Shabbat. Tipped over by Sibley, but Nash is there to pick it up for the Saints. And on the attack, double block comes again, and the Saints able to send it back across. Here's Shabbat out to Mills. Megan, this one's blocked, and it drops on Seaman's side. What a rally point now for the Saints.
Linus is waking up a little bit. That was three defensive stops, three blocks in a row. Seaman had opportunities there. They just couldn't get it over the block.
A 4-0 run for Aquinas since the timeout by Coach Eikenberry. Back to serve again as Elena Vaith. Sends it to the back row. Mills steps it to Shabbat. Back to Megan Mills, who's too strong. So a 5-0 run, and it looks like maybe Coach Dowling's going to call a timeout, and she will. So a 5-0 run here by the Saints, and we have a stoppage on the court. 16-14, Lady Vikes clinging to a 2-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist, quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the Vikings timeout, it's a kill by Megan Mills, and they break serve. It hit a double block, but it goes out of play. Vikings break serve, get the ball back. They lead 17-14. Jacob Boz here courtside at the 5A State Volleyball Tournament. We're following the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikes, trying to repeat as champions here in pool play here today. Here's Goolsby on the attack. Nice dig by Wilhelm, but they have a stoppage because somebody was in the net.
Yeah, tough break. It was a great dig in the back row, but the block, somebody touched the net.
Yeah, they called it on Campbell Shabbat. So 17-15, Vikes lead is 2. This is the closest that the Saints have been in quite some time. Here's Happenstein. There's Shabbat. Sends it across. On the attack this time, it's Martin, picked up in the back row by Happenstein. Now over to Mills, who sends it across on the third hit, and it goes up and gets it. It was an errant set from Nash. And a great job by Megan Mills just being petty up there on the net.
I thought they might have called Mills for reaching over the net if the coach for Aquinas was saying, hey, that she was over, but Vikings get the point.
18-15, Mills back to serve to the back row, picked up by Vaith, and Martin will send it over on a free ball. A third hit, but miscommunication by the Lady Vikes, and it drops in an open area. It was a free ball, Bob, and just miscommunication on that rotate on that back line.
Yeah, a bad time for that to happen. Everything going Lady Vikings way.
18-16, Seaman with the lead. Nash back to serve for Aquinas, and it'll be an ace. Diving effort there by Shabbat. Kind of collided with Mills and miscommunication. Again, that's two straight points for the Saints, who trail now just by one. The libero, Emma Nash, with a serve into the net. Woo! Huge for the Lady Vikes. That one nearly crawled over the top of the tape. The Vikes will take it, Buzz. Kinley Wilhelm back to serve.
They got to take advantage right here.
19-17 the lead. Wilhelm serve. Taken by Martin. Vaith will set up Hampton, who gets stopped at the net by Ava Esser.
Big time block by Esser. Sent it right back down the line. Said Lady Vikes needed to get a little, just make a run here, take advantage. Now they're starting to separate just a little bit.
20-17. Wilhelm to serve again. Nash takes it in the back row. Vase sets it near side. Martin puts it down on the back line. Grace Martin has really came to life in this second set for the Saints. And it's 20-18. Lady Vikes with the lead, but the Saints with the serve.
Really, Grace Martin and Aaliyah Goolsby, the two big outside hitters for Aquinas.
Here's Gabby Peschel, sent it to the back row. Mills, now near side, shot it! Cannot put it away. Goolsby digs it up, but a free ball comes across. Hafenstein to Molden, who gets rejected at the net. Looked like Olivia Leertz up there on the front of the net for the Saints, and they're back within one. It's 20-19. Special serve once again. It's the top of the tape. Nice coverage there by Mills, setting it outside Ava Esser, and I believe somebody stepped underneath the net.
Double hit.
Double hit that time by Harper Hafenstein as she was trying to set up Esser on the outside, and Vosra locked in at 20 now. Set number two. Seaman took set one, 25-19. Aquinas trying to force a third set. Hafenstein set outside. Esser down the line in the face of Gabby Peschel. That was a powerful punch.
That was a rocket. Just came right at her. She couldn't get out of the way. Big swing by Esser.
Gabbett to serve. Vikes lead by one. Martin from the middle. Deflected at the net by Molden, and Wilhelm could not recover. It'll be a kill there for Martin, and we're locked in at 21.
Back and forth we go.
Martin goes back to serve, so that's a breath of fresh air for the Vikes. She won't be on the front of the net, but that means Goolsby comes up to the front now. Martin with a serve, taken by Mills. Shabbat sets it outside to Esser. Esser cannot put it away. Kept alive. Now Goolsby will have to send it over on a free hit. Esser passes to Shabbat. Back to Esser. In the middle, punches it down. A little 1-2 combo there.
Lady Vikes are doing a really good job of mixing things up. That time Esser attacked from the middle. The blockers for Aquinas, if you watched them, they started to hedge right, but the set went middle, so there was only a single blocker there.
22-21, Lady Vikes with the lead, and Kinsley Smith will go back to serve. Taken in the back row by Goolsby. Now it's set back to her. Nice dig in the back row by Wilhelm. Shabbat outside the Mills. He punches it down and picked up by Nash. Now Goolsby, she'll try to return the favor, and it's a foul ball, Boz. That thing was 17 feet outside of the line, and a big break there for the Lady Vikes.
And she knew it. As soon as she hit it, Goolsby spun around in frustration, but Vikings get to 23.
23-21. Smith, another serve. Pass from Martin. Set from Vave. Goolsby on the attack. Puts it down. A nice dig attempt there by Kinley Wilhelm in the back row, but it rocketed off of her arms and out of play. So 23-22. 1-point lead here for the Lady Vikes. Saints back to serve. Leert sent it to the back corner, picked up by Smith, set by Shabbat, and sent across by Molden. Now on the attack, it's Goolsby, and she gets rejected at the net. Great job there by Steiner. Another attack kept alive from Vaith. Now Mills, can she put it down? Yes, she can! Great scramble that time by the Lady Vikes. Bosworth at match point, 24-22.
I'm going to tell you, folks, MVP Kinley Wilhelm on the bump set. She's been fantastic. You got to visualize that ball. She's hitting it over her head backwards. She can't see where she's setting it, and those have been perfect.
AC Thompson trying to salt this game away with a serve. Picked up by Martin. Set near side. Goolsby cross court on the line, and we're 1-point difference here at 24-23. Lady Vikes still at match point.
Crucial right now. Critical for the Lady Vikes. Get a good pass. Good set. Mills is on the outside. I think that's who you want to go to here.
Vaith back to serve. She's the setter for the Saints. 24-23, Seaman. Pass from Mills. Back to her. Megan puts it away! Great pass from Megan. Great set from Shabbat. And a great kill by Megan Mills. The Vikings remain perfect here in this state tournament.
Yeah, fantastic job. I thought Lady Vikes were getting a little rattled there. Aquinas was making a comeback, and I really shouldn't say rattled. There was just a moment there where Aquinas had all that momentum, but Lady Vikes rally. They keep their heads down, grind through it, and get the win.
We're going to take a step aside and take a break. We come back. We'll talk with head coach once again from Topeka Seaman, Tatiana Dowling. We'll recap that exciting match between Aquinas and Topeka Seaman. The Lady Vikes remain perfect. They win in straight sets against Aquinas, 25-19, 25-23. We're back after this to summarize here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Seaman takes care of St. Thomas Aquinas in two straight sets. A massive victory for them in pool play here in this 5A state tournament. Jake Spaulding alongside Bob. MJ back at the studio. And an amazing couple of sets there from Seaman. 25-19, that first set, you really just saw the Vikings roll. They were comfortable. They were serves were amazing, easy passes. But in that second set, you saw the Vikes get a pretty decent lead, 5-6 point lead. Then Aquinas calls a timeout. A nice little run comes back from the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, volleyball is it's just a crazy sport to me because momentum, I think it's maybe a bigger factor than any sport you see out there. And as you mentioned, Seaman goes out. They got down right away like they did the first set. But then they went on a 6-0 run, took the lead 8-5. Then they went on another run, 8-4, that extended the lead to 16-9. Thinking things are rolling,
yeah.
Aquinas takes a timeout. They go on a 5-0 run. Now all of a sudden it's 16-14, and from there it was just a grind back and forth, but really impressed with how Lady Vikes stayed composed and able to finish off that set.
Definitely the first pass that Coach Dowling told us was so crucial against this team really proved to be a big difference maker because Aquinas has some big bodies out there. Their double blocks were impressive that entire duration of that match, but you saw Seaman start to take different approaches to get away from that double block.
Yeah, what's really interesting is they were always running Megan Mills, outside hitter. Her approach was out near the sideline. The block was getting there, and she had, you know, there was one rally where it was three blocks in a row. Well, then they changed that up a little bit. They moved her inside a little more. Then they set her middle one time, and they just
they threw enough stuff at Aquinas that just got him off rhythm a little bit defensively.
Tell me a little bit about, you said MVP in that match was Kinley Wilhelm, the libero for Topeka Seaman. Why? And
you know me, I don't usually throw love just to one player.
Right.
And I got to preface this by saying Megan Mills, Ava Esser, Steiner, they all played really, really well.
Yeah.
But I think a huge key is when they were out of system, when Shabbat took the first hit.
Yeah.
Then it leaves Wilhelm where she has to bump set, and she was out of position. She was deep on the court, able to set it back over her head to Mills 4, 5, 6 times, and that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to do. If she doesn't make a perfect pass, that kill maybe doesn't happen.
Next match is scheduled to be at 8:30 against Blue Valley Southwest. However, I don't think it's going to start at 8:30. It's already a quarter till 8 right now, and the way that this tournament's kind of fallen behind, but we haven't fallen way behind.
No.
We're about a half hour behind consistently right now. I don't look for that to pick up by any stretch, but they got to take on Blue Valley Southwest, who Aquinas beat in straight sets in the first match of the day. You really can't look at that and, you know, dictate what's going to happen in this next one. But how important is it for the Vikings? You mentioned it at the top of that match, top of the broadcast, of how just control your own destiny. Do what you can do to ensure what your success looks like.
Yeah, you don't want to be scrapping and clawing to potentially have an opportunity to play tomorrow. You want to take care of business. And they've done that, won the first two. That was such a big-time win. Just even when you think about confidence.
Yeah.
That's a team that swept them earlier this season. They come out here today, take care of business. Now they're in control. Got to win another one, but you feel much better about your position.
I think we got to take one more quick break, but when we come back, potentially we'll have Coach Dowling, and we'll preview a little bit of Blue Valley Southwest as we've got live state coverage of 5A volleyball. The Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings, they won it last year. Trying to do it again this year. We'll be right back here on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warm. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for a reliable, effective pest control. Control you can trust.
Transform your ride with Mad Viking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Viking touch.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, veteran owned and ready to serve you.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We needed more options.
We're back here in Salina as we're joined now by Coach Tatiana Dowling of the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikes. And Coach, a perfect 4-0 on the day so far. How exciting was that match against Aquinas a minute ago?
Oh my gosh, it was so exciting. Just to have our entire crowd in it, our entire team, you could really feel the support behind the girls.
They definitely played well. It was a match where you said they needed to be aggressive. They needed to be on the attack. How'd you feel that they did?
Yeah, I felt like they did a great job of that. They played smart, but they played aggressive, especially with our serves. That was a huge win for us to have Aquinas out of system so often.
Yeah, my question for you, I was going to ask you. So it's crazy. I feel excited. Like, this is like title games right now. This is just to get to tomorrow. So how do you keep your team focused and grounded going into this next match? Because it does matter. How hard is that?
Yeah, we talked about in the locker room. We celebrated for about 15 seconds together, and then we regrouped and said, there will be no ties. We are going to take this outright, and so we got to focus in for next match.
What's the mindset like for the kids when you see, okay, we just beat Aquinas 2-0. Well, Aquinas beat Blue Valley 2-0. So, you know, by that mindset, okay, we're going to win. How do you keep them on that nose to the grindstone, just we're going to go out there and take it?
You know, honestly, sometimes I feel like I don't have to do that because they want to do it so bad. A lot of the times, before I even talk in a huddle, the seniors have said the things that I think need to be said, and that's what's so great about the leadership in our team right now is that it's coming from within, and it isn't necessarily coach-led. It's our seniors-led, honestly.
So that one timeout, the only timeout you've taken in this tournament so far, how was that huddle like when you guys were in there? Because you guys seemed like you guys had good energy.
Yeah, to be honest, I look to them a lot of the times to tell me what they need, and our libero looked at me and she goes, I think I'd take a timeout soon. And I said, all right, we can take one. And so we took one. We just talked about a couple of things that they were doing, but ultimately we said, you know, it comes down to what we're doing. We were making some errors, and so we drew up a new play that we hadn't ran against them yet and executed it well. So it's good.
I thought, again, flipping the sides of the court with who was attacking where. You mentioned it off air a minute ago with us. Campbell's just playing out of her mind right now. She's 5'6", Coach. How does she do so well at the net?
She's just so dang athletic. She's quick, and she sees the court really well. She's a smart player. She places it. She can see those open corners. She had that nice tip cross court, really sharp. And she just is able to see those things. And so when you play that smart, she finds those open spots. And you don't have to cream the ball down their throats every single time.
Right.
And she's that person for us.
Well, one time Ava Esther really did cream a ball down the line, and that was an impressive. I mean, seeing powerful punches like that and then the headiness of the court vision of these girls, it's impressive what we're seeing so far. Good luck in the next match, and we hope to talk to you again, okay?
Thank you so
much. All right. Coach Tatiana Dowling of Topeka Seaman, and just another great win for the Lady Vikings. Again, Boz, they're taking on Blue Valley Southwest in the final match of the night. That's going to start in about an hour from now, but, you know, the mindset, you asked her about how to keep these girls intact, and I loved her answer of, I don't have to do anything.
And that's a great problem to have. It's not even a problem, but as a coach, when you don't have to scratch and pull to keep your kids focused, and the senior leadership she talked about is great, it makes it easy as a coach. But, you know, I was going to ask her, and we'll ask her a little bit later, you know, she talked about her team, they don't get rattled a lot.
Yeah.
And I've seen that today. First match, there wasn't really an opportunity for them to get rattled, but they were tested. They were pushed.
Yeah.
Aquinas made a run at them, and you kind of thought, I started to feel like, okay, they never get frustrated. You don't see the body language on the court from these girls. They're really focused. They take the good with the bad. They stay, just keep plugging away, and you love to see that.
Want to take a quick moment to thank our businesses that partnered with us to make this possible. State Farm Insurance with Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka, the Pert Home Team, Rockford Real Estate, as well as Units Portable Storage, Electrical Specialist, Bob's Janitorial, Performance Tire and Auto, the Bunk Guys of Osage City, Mad Viking Customs, Capital City Church, Allstate Insurance with the Brian Green Agency, Silver Lake Bank, Coolview Topeka, Giant Communications, Qdoba in Topeka, Integrity Insurance, Luke Dillon Electric, Roofs by Brian, as well as Wilson Tire, and in Holton, Next Tech, as well as Lamberson Construction, Luke Dillon Electric as well. It's been a great event so far. We're so thankful that we're able to do this because of businesses that partnered with us to make this possible. So we'll have more Topeka Seaman Lady Viking Volleyball in about an hour from now. MJ, I'm going to send it back to you to the studio, and we'll come back here in about 45 minutes for a little pre-match. Get you ready for Topeka Seaman taking on Blue Valley Southwest. Lady Vikes, they can get that victory. They will be a perfect 3-0 heading into tomorrow's bracket play, trying to repeat as state champions. This has been coverage of Topeka Seaman Lady Vikes basketball or volleyball. We'll be back here in just about 45 minutes here on 96.9 of the Pulse.